In 2009, Alonzo King was arrested in Maryland for felony assault. As part of that state's standard booking procedure, officers swabbed the inside of Mr. King's cheek and obtained a DNA sample. This sample was submitted to a nationwide database, CODIS, or the Combined DNA Index System, and matched DNA relating to an unsolved 2003 rape case, resulting in Mr. King's conviction for that crime. Depending on how much crime TV you watch, this result may seem completely expected or crazily futuristic. To Mr. King's attorneys, it seemed unconstitutional. Early this month, the Supreme Court held in a 5-4 decision that requiring DNA samples from individuals arrested for serious crimes was not an unlawful search under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. All 50 states provide for mandatory DNA sample collection from those convicted of crimes. In addition, 21 states and the federal government provide for mandatory DNA samples from arrested suspects, either at the time of arrest or after being charged. Some states, like Maryland, allow for the destruction of the arrestee's DNA record if the suspect is acquitted, though others do not. And some sampling laws apply only to felonies, violent crimes, sex offenses, or some combination. Some argue that taking a DNA sample is as innocuous as fingerprinting. However, routine fingerprinting was controversial a century ago. In addition, the original rationale behind mandatory fingerprinting was identification, to make sure that the police had the correct individual that they had been asked to arrest. Of course, now fingerprint evidence is also used to assist law enforcement with the crime investigation, to match the suspect to the physical evidence at the specific crime scene and potentially to other past and future crime scenes. And that evolution of purpose is at the heart of the Maryland versus King opinion. The majority opinion simply states that DNA sampling is like lawful fingerprinting. It is a non-invasive technique used to identify the person in custody and to give law enforcement the full picture of any criminal background of the arrested person. However, Justice Scalia, writing for the dissent, vigorously argues that DNA samples are used for the broader purpose of facilitating the investigation of cold cases with DNA evidence in the CODIS database. And this non-specific use of sensitive DNA information without independent probable cause is unconstitutional. Of course, collection of DNA from as many people as possible is undeniably valuable in solving cold cases and preventing violent criminals from perpetuating further crimes. But the Fourth Amendment protects individuals from suspicionless searches for non-specific law enforcement uses. Critics argue that this case may present the first step toward a universal DNA database. The FBI's fingerprint database contains 70 million criminal fingerprints, but also 34 million civil prints, including mine. Individuals who have fingerprints taken for background checks related to job applications or licensing requirements, like taking a bar examination, become part of the database. Opponents of broad DNA sampling argue that soon civil DNA sampling will be the norm. Justice Scalia, in his dissent, warned of a future in which airline passengers, licensed drivers, and public school attendees will be swabbed and cataloged. Furthermore, because DNA samples, unlike fingerprints, potentially contain a trove of private medical information, some argue more caution is needed. This is Christine Hurt.